Thank you for calling customer support. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
28403.
28403. Thank you. Yes. Your first and last name, please?
Robert Benson.
Thank you, Mr. Benson. 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please, Mr. Benson.
Okay.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
May I have your zip code again, please?
28403.
28403, okay. I'm still looking for your name. So now, are you calling because of a charge or an order?
A charge that you all made to my credit card.
Okay, let's see. Benson, Benson?
Yes.
Okay, 28403, correct?
Yes. I talked a little earlier with someone else about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did talk to someone?
Yes, I did talk to someone. I don't recall the name.
Okay. I'm looking here, sir. I'm looking at an address starting with 29. Is that yours?
That's right.
Okay. Would you please say the rest of it for me, please, including the city and state?
2902 Cambridge Drive, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28403.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. I'm looking at the account here, sir, and I do see that there's an order for the Wi-Fi booster that was shipped to you in December.
No.
And yes, for $7.45.
That may
for the
be.
Shipping.
Well, go ahead.
And for shipping and handling, and then the rest of the account is dealing with the membership because you enrolled simultaneously in the membership.
I declined the membership. Now, look, I went through this with the person before.
Mm-hmm.
And he acknowledged that this was an error. I was told that all of the charges would be refunded. The charges that you all have been charging to my credit card account that I did not agree to. And now I was told that it would be refunded in full.
Okay, let me look at this and see what's going on, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Takes a lot of patience.
Okay, sir. So I'm seeing here, I'm trying to look through the notes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So I see the account is canceled already.
Yes.
Okay.
It never existed, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
It should never have existed. I don't know how in the world anybody, because I declined that membership.
And I see it was refunded in June as well.
You charged me 4 months, you have refunded me 1 month. Now, that's why I'm calling again. I was told it would be totally refunded. And I told the person, you know, I'm not going to argue the point with you. I'm going to get a lawyer, or I'm not sure which way to go, whether to go to the attorney general, because this is pure fraud. This is fraud. And somebody in your company could, or whoever that company is, could go to jail for this. Now, I was told that it would be refunded in total if I would agree not to take legal action. And I said, okay, if it is refunded in total, you know, right away, timely manner. Now, what has happened is I have gotten an email that 1 month has been refunded. Now, that's not acceptable. Okay, you understand?
I do, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, are you going to refund the other 3 months now, or do I have to take legal action?
So what I'm going to do, sir, so you can – I don't have the full authority to do that, so I'm going to send you to the supervisor who has authority to discuss it with you and for you all to walk it out, okay?
Now, are you going to put me on hold?
How long did it take you to get to me?
Not very long. Previously, it took me about a half hour to go through this foolishness. Okay, if this person is available now, put him on. Otherwise, tell him to call me.
So it's not that simple, sir. I'm being careful to put you in the on the line where you will be spoken with. It doesn't have to be a long wait. How long did you say you waited for me? I'm so sorry.
For you, not very long. Probably 5 minutes or so. Previously, I had to wait almost an hour for the previous person I talked to, and I'm not going to keep on doing that. That's just not acceptable for you all to do to anybody. You're supposed to be customer service, and that's not service.
Well,
I
want to make sure you speak to someone today. So that's what I'm trying to set you up for that. And since it was a short wait to speak to me, then I cannot guarantee you the timing for speaking to the supervisor. But if it was a short wait for me, it will be very good to speak to the supervisor, that it's not that busy. I can't tell because I'm in the other part of the system. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm doing my best to make sure to get you there so that this can be handled for you, sir. And thank you for your patience. 1 minute for a minute. Let me work out all this. Okay?
It sure takes a lot of patience.
It does. It does. You know.
Well, I don't know. But if this person can fix this, then that's fine. I'll talk to him. If he's not going to fix it, I'm not going to waste my time on the phone anymore. But this is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bennett.
Go ahead. Let's go ahead. Who is this person going to be?
That I don't know. We have several supervisors, and they just know that when they're sent a customer, it's important and it's a matter of authority because we don't have it to give the refund and to discuss it as you need it. So we're trying to do
All
that.
Right. All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's coming in a moment now. My goodness, it's many things at once happening, sir. Thank you for your patience. I keep saying thank you for your patience. I do mean it.
Well,
Okay, hold on here. Let me
My patience is being,
your patience is you want to get the money. That's your patience.
I want to get refund money that I should never have been charged. That's what I want.
And I do understand, Mr. Benson, really.
Okay, well, I hope somebody does.
Well, that's
why the other person apparently understood and said it would be refunded in full, but that didn't happen. And
I think in full. Yeah, I think in full meant the full refund that you received. It didn't mean all of them, unless you.
What do you mean? What do you mean? A full refund is a refund of everything you've charged to my account.
No, I'm saying when we say the word full, we always mean the full one charge.
But how about if there's four charges have been made?
Right, exactly. That's why I'm transferring you.
Okay. Well, go ahead and transfer me.
1 minute for me, please. Yeah, I'm still trying to do it. Thank you for your patience. I'm still coming. I'm still here.
Well, so am I.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, Mr. Benson,
yes.
I want to thank you for calling customer support. I'm fully transferring you over now, okay?
Okay.
And again, the best to you. Thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.